Our gospel comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Each year we seem to make a promise that we seem to break. And it's about the Academy Awards. Each year when they're announced, we say, we are going to see all the pictures that are nominated for Best Picture. And it never happens. So at least we've kind of adjusted it and said, well, after the Academy Awards, we'll see all the movies. I mean, it was easier back when there were only 4 or 5 movies nominated, but now there's 10 or more. But this year, we did it. We saw all but one of them. And when we finally saw that one, I knew it would fit well into this sermon today. Hacksaw Ridge is a war movie, no doubt. Now, I grew up on war movies, and in fact, one of my favorite movies as a kid was The Green Berets with John Wayne. But since seeing Good Morning Vietnam and Saving Private Ryan, both which were really good movies, I've just lost my stomach for them. So we avoided Hacksaw Ridge until we heard the story. Hacksaw Ridge is a movie based on the true story of Desmond Doss, a World War II Army medic. You see his picture here. Who would never pick up a gun. He joined the war because he believed it was a just war, and he wanted to do his part. But Doss was also a man of God. He held his Seventh-day Adventist beliefs in high regard. He knew that according to the Ten Commandments, murder was wrong, even for the right reason. And he believed that if you pick up a gun, you meant to use it. You meant to kill. And therefore, he said he would never touch a gun. And so he joins the army to become a medic, helping the troops on the front line. Now, it was not an easy road for him to get there. He faced ridicule from his superiors, abuse from his fellow army troops, and eventually even faced court-martial simply because he refused to go through the gun training. Throughout his journey, he kept reiterating two things: his belief in God and his belief that he was called to be in the war to help, to serve, and to heal. He did not call himself a conscientious objector, but he preferred to be called a conscientious participant. Now let this sink in for a minute. A person whose beliefs were so strong that pain, beatings, ridicule, and even the threat of prison would not dissuade him from his beliefs, nor from the mission that he felt he was there to do. Ultimately, Doss makes it to the front line and is sent with his company to Hacksaw Ridge outside of Okinawa, Japan. The Japanese had a firm hold on this ridge, and yet the American troops knew they had to take it in order to be successful. The American troops have to climb a long rope ladder to get to the top, where they are faced with heavy fire immediately. Doss's company first attempt is not successful, as so many other first attempts had not been before. And finally, the alarm is sounded to retreat. And Private Doss is left at the top of the ridge. And there he questions God. What is it that you really want me to do? What is it, God, that you want from me? And Private Doss hears the plea for help from a nearby soldier. And Doss says, "All right, Lord." Doss retrieves the soldier and lowers him down by rope, down the rope ladder. The two soldiers who were down below guarding the ladder were very shocked to see somebody being lowered down. And yet, it would happen over and over and over again. Private Doss would drag or carry a wounded soldier and even a few Japanese soldiers to the rope ladder. He would lower them down. Then he would lie back on the ground, exhausted and spent, panting. He would look up and say, "Just one more, Lord, just one more." And off he would go. 75 men were saved that day. 75 times Private Doss heard God's voice that day, and off he went. 75 lives were saved to go on to have families and careers and to make the world a better place. 75. Now I want to pause here and say that this story of bravery is also seen in the countless sacrifices of men and women in uniform who have risked everything to defend our country, serving in their way, serving for a world in which there would be no more wars, as we heard today from the prophet Jeremiah. And truly, each of us works for peace in a way that we are called to do. And I want to right now recognize all of the men and women in uniform today and in the past who have stood for our country and have fought for our freedom, and we thank you. Now, Private Doss was eventually wounded and had to be evacuated by the same men he had saved. He was the first conscientious objector to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor, and he did this with never handling a gun or taking a life, but all of it through his faith in a loving, protective God who only required of him to save just one more. Both of the readings today speak of prophets. Prophets are often misunderstood in our society. Many people think of them as fortune tellers, or doomsday nuts, or wild-eyed, freaky people. But scripturally, a prophet was one who spoke the truth, and many times they were derided and even killed for doing so. They were a nuisance to leaders and to the status quo. A prophet was considered a pain in the behind for kings and those in leadership, those who held on to their earthly power. Prophets lived in the realities of their place and time, but often spoke truth to power and often called people to be better selves. Prophets were the ones who stood up and spoke out for truth and justice and peace. Prophets remind us of our responsibility to those less fortunate. Prophets are ones who spoke out for the widow and the orphan. A prophet speaks out for those on the margins of society. Perhaps we still hear the voice of the prophet saying, "Just one more to serve, one more to love, one more to help." This week we celebrate the founding of our country 241 years ago. It was a scrappy beginning and a small group of colonists coming together to oppose one of the world's great superpowers. Guided by a prophetic voice for independence and self-government, freedom of and from religion, these colonists called a new world order into being. No longer would one divinely appointed monarch be able to make rules governing individuals thousands of miles away for his or her own good and pleasure. 241 years later, we still have the right to govern ourselves, to make our own rules, to choose our own leaders, for better or not, to participate, to resist, to work for peace in our country and among ourselves. Now, to be sure, our country has had its shares of ups and downs. We would fight wars, sometimes wars with each other and against our own people. We would use our power to oppress others and to keep them in a subservient or even subhuman role. And we still struggle even today. But I do believe in the best of people. I do believe that what we have as a people of faith and as an American society is better than it could be. But we can always do better. Now, here at Trinity Lutheran Church, we are also a prophetic people. We speak out on behalf of those who are in need. We reach out to those who are lost or sick or dying. We provide education for students, protection for refugees, safe water for people in far-off countries. Gay and lesbian people find a welcome here. Even here in our own building, we are helping to reduce the carbon dioxide in our air by generating our own solar electricity and using power-saving lights. But we cannot rest because there's always more work to be done. And we continue to look, and we continue to see, and we continue to hear. We continue to be like Private Doss, who rescues one soldier and lies on the ground and looks up to heaven and says, "One more, Lord, just one more." I titled this sermon, "If You Want Peace, Work for Justice." It was a statement made by Pope Paul VI back in 1972. And in the 80s, I remember it becoming the tagline for the Catholic social justice movement in a time when so much hate and warfare was in our world, some of that funded by our own country. The idea that if you wanted to bring peace to our world, we needed to act justly to each other seems to be a workable notion. And shouldn't it be? If we act justly to each other, we can bring peace to our world. Yet in our world, we are completely inundated with bad news. Unjust killings, wars and threat of wars, people without adequate health care or insurance, people who are suffering, children suffering from malnutrition and disease, and honestly, people just being mean to each other. I think we are better than that as a human race. Regardless of our political ideology, our racial or religious makeup, or our socioeconomic status, we've got to learn to be good to each other and to be nice to each other and to support each other in peace and in love. Now, not to take anything from the Blessed Pope, but I think the real message should be, if you want peace, be peace. Be peace is a phrase I got from a dear friend named BJ, who was and still is my Whidbey Island spiritual mentor. BJ was in her 80s when I met her. She was one of my hospice volunteers. She inspired me to be better, to have courage, and to always be positive. Even as I was the chaplain for her husband, and a couple of years later, her own hospice chaplain, she still emanated a calmness, a peacefulness. She always signed her emails, "Be peace." And it's a phrase I've adopted. We need to be prophets of peace in our world. And I don't mean we have to help with negotiations between warring factions. Just like the prophets of old, we have to preach and bring peace wherever we are. Just like Private Doss, we can face hatred and violence with resolve and healing. And just like my friend BJ, we can face the ugliness of life with a calm resolve to be peace. I don't know about you, but I am truly feeling like I do not even want to listen to news or watch my Facebook feed or be alerted to Twitter feeds these days. But I refuse to isolate myself completely. Instead, I try to limit the time I'm exposed. And then I find other things to help me to respond in a good way. So here's my challenge to all of us, myself included. This week, for the next 7 days, I want us to commit to being prophets of peace. I am strongly suggesting that we, again, myself included, do one thing each day to publicly bring peace to our world. If you are on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, commit each day to posting something positive and happy. A picture of children playing or a beautiful sunset. Good quotes that you find that bring happiness to the soul. Or amazing stories that you hear and you share with others. Bring peace to these social platforms. Now, if you aren't on social media, and I don't blame you if you aren't, I encourage you this week to send postcards to people you know who need a boost. Make phone calls to someone you've lost contact with and just offer them peace. Or as you go about your daily meanderings, go out of your way to welcome someone and bring peace to their world. We can all do some small things to bring peace to our world. We can bring love to our world, and through this love and peace, we can influence our world into a better time. Imagine if each of us was to spend a week bringing peace and encouraging others to do that. Imagine how much peace could be brought to our world. I want to end with two quotes. One comes from Kurt Vonnegut, and I learned it from Facebook when someone else posted it over a year ago. Be soft. Do not let the world make you hard. Do not let pain make you hate. Do not let bitterness steal your sweetness. Be soft. Do not let the world make you hard. Do not let pain make you hate. Do not let bitterness steal your sweetness. The second quote comes from a song that Carl is going to sing to us soon by Carrie Newcomer. And the quote is in the chorus, so you'll hear it several times. Though shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be. And the only peace this world will know can come from love. And the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Please relax and listen to the words of the song and think about what you are going to do for the next 7 days to be peace in our world.
An owl call last night, homeless and confused, and I stood naked and bewildered at the evil people do. And up upon a hill there is a terrible sign that tells the story of what darkness waits when you leave the light behind. And don't tell me a hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we put in motion ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Though shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. I am a voice that's calling out across the great divide. I am only just one person that feels they have to try. The questions fall like trees or dust and rise like prayers above, but the only word is courage and the only answer love. So don't tell me a hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we put in motion ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Though shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Light every candle that you can, we need some light to see. In these days of deepest loss, treat each other tenderly. And the arms of God will gather in each sparrow that falls, but makes no separation, just fiercely loves us all. And don't tell me a hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we put in motion ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Though shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. And don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we put in motion ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Though shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Can only come from love. Can only come from